Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Cleanup and repairs will likely start ramping up today after yesterday's explosion downtown at a hotel construction site. But before any work can start on fixing the future Holiday Inn, it's got to be determined what caused the blast on the top floor. Nearby neighbor Terrence Bankston described what he heard.
What can I describe it? It sounded like I've never been in the presence of a bomb going off, but it sounded like someone bombed something, like, and damaged a building.
Once the hotel structure is confirmed as safe, workers and engineers will return. They'll start by removing all the damaged material from the affected boiler room and begin infrastructure repairs. Thousands of Fort Bend County voter registrations, including new applications, cancellations, and changes, are still pending. The backlog comes after the company that ran the county's voter registration system abruptly shut down, and the state overhauled its own system. News 88.7's Natalie Weber reports.
Fort Bend County Elections Administrator John Oldham says his office has about 22,000 pending records. That includes new voter registrations, cancellations, and updates such as address changes. Oldham says his office is checking the files for anomalies after seeing issues in other counties.
Instead of updating addresses, it was canceling them. So we're waiting on that.
Oldham says he's optimistic that the county will resolve the backlog by the time early voting begins on October 20th. The deadline to register to vote is Monday. State constitutional amendments will be on the ballot this year. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
Officials are still warning of the threat of fires in the area, with no rain projected in the forecast again today. Forecasters earlier in the week said we may have a 20% shot at seeing some precipitation today, but that's looking less likely. We're not technically in a drought right now, but officials are still reminding you to use extra caution should you do anything that could potentially spark a fire. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.